Did you ever attend a presentation or a workshop where they have a guest speaker and somebody has the job to introduce the guest speaker? And so we learn their title, we learn their background, we learn their education and their degrees, we learn about their employment and their career, their accomplishments, their areas of expertise, something maybe about their family and where they live. And when they're done introducing them, what happens? Everybody claps. Today, in the gospel, Jesus is baptized, and he's introduced to us by God. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We should all clap. He's baptized by John. He comes up out of the water, and he's energized, he's empowered, he's strengthened for mission. And then he goes off and prays. In Paul's second reading to the letter of the apostles, he's introducing Jesus to a gathering of people. He's telling them about Jesus' mission to do good, to heal the oppressed, to proclaim peace. And if you listen to the prophet Isaiah speaking in the first reading, he's telling us God is introducing to us an unnamed servant whose mission is just the same as Jesus' mission. It's kind of where we see the connection between the stories of Jesus in the New Testament and what the prophets foretold in the Old Testament. And we're hearing to have Jesus, this holy person, is to have a spirit of holiness. They're going to bring forth justice. They're going to be light. They're going to open eyes. They're going to free prisoners. Sounds like a career job description to me. So let us ask ourselves this question. If I were being introduced, would they include the following? Baptized Catholic. Guided by the Holy Spirit, energized by the Eucharist, serves the suffering, witnesses the gospel, lives in love, is a person of compassion. Today's the end of Christmas time. It's the beginning of a new year. It's time to take steps forward in living and growing in our faith. Jesus is baptized and he begins his ministry by taking time to go and pray. So as we begin a new year, let us ask ourselves, am I living my baptism? Am I remembering to sign myself with the holy water on the way in and on the way out because I'm going out on mission? Am I pleasing God in how I live? Do people see it? Do people know it? Amen. Peace.